Well, this is heaven on earth. Tell us what this is, Ben.
That is the Kalalau Trail in Kauai, Hawaii. That's not me. But that is, I did hike that trail recently. It's a 12-mile trail. It's one of the most beautiful trails in the world.
It certainly looks that way.
And also one of the most frightening.
Really? Well, because you're right there on the edge.
Yeah, and I went with some people, two guys who I thought I knew well, and it was a crazy day where, first of all, to get out there, you have to take a boat. There's no road there, so you take a boat 12 miles in about 10 to 12 foot surf. We took this little 8-foot Zodiac.
Yeah.
And then you get to the beach to drop in. And this is when I realized I didn't like know these guys as well as I thought. They're like, okay, throw your backpacks in these garbage bags, and we're gonna throw the garbage bags over into the surf, then wait for the timing when the surf isn't, you know, too rough, and then jump in and swim and don't stop, whatever you do. This is when I realized that they were, you know, they have a difference.
They're those guys.
Their baseline is different than yours and mine. So already, and this is like at 6:45 in the morning, so already I'm, you know, feeling like I've been through an experience. Mm-hmm. And then you go, and it's 12 miles of literally an 8-inch wide trail, and it goes down about 400 to 500 feet on one side, then up 400 or 500 feet on the other, and you just go. And about 10 minutes into the hike, these guys just were gone. Because they're, you know, more fit or whatever. And I didn't see them for the rest of the hike.
How long? And you didn't see them?
No, I was trying to keep up. But then it becomes like, is it about my ego or is it about staying alive?
And how long is a 12-mile hike? I know you can hike.
For me?
Yeah.
12 hours? I mean, it was a long time.
Well, that's not bad,
but on that, you know, trail, and about halfway in, there's a spot that actually that picture is called Crawler's Ledge, where you literally people go down on all fours, and you just wish, you know, why can't they just put some handles in there? Or a rope thing or something.
It's a rope thing.
And I got to the end of it. I didn't go on all fours, but I got to the end, and there was a dead goat in the middle of the trail.
A little something
which
special.
Which is a bad sign, I think, if you're on a trail that a goat has fallen off of.
Wow. Yeah, a goat
loses
it. A goat lost its footing on the trail. Yeah, that's not a good
sign. That's sort of my benchmark for adventures. Yeah. I don't want to be on an adventure a goat could die on.
And did these guys call you like bro and dude and stuff?
I guess they would have if I'd actually seen them during the hike.
Oh, man.